I don't want to keep you here very long, but I do just want us to be challenged with a thought. You know, when you talk about what it is that, from the standpoint of missions or the work of the church or even us as individual Christians, and you ask the question, you know, what is really this whole thing of missions all about? And I think it comes down to, you know, you could ask, I guess, a lot of different people, and what does it mean here and there, but I think it comes down to this. We want to help people to see God, don't we? Isn't that really what it's all about? We want to get to the point of helping people to come to a point to where they see God, and they see God for who He really is. Can I tell you something, though? The reality is, when you see God as He truly is God, it will impact you. Is that true or false? You know, if you would, for just a second, turn to the book of Isaiah. I don't want to keep you long, but I just want you to think about this, maybe as you leave here, about this truth. Isaiah, this prophet of God, but yet, he comes to a point to where God basically openly reveals Himself unto Isaiah. And the Bible records that account and tells us, through the words of Isaiah, the impact of what it was when he came face to face with God. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, look at this next phrase. What does it say? I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one 6 wings, and twain covered His face, and twain covered His feet, and twain He did fly. And one cried unto another, Holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And what was the impact? The post of the door moved at the voice of Him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Verse 5, look at this. How did it impact Isaiah when he came face to face with God? Verse 1 says, and he saw God. What was the impact? Look at verse 5. Here was the impact. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes, here it is again, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you remember the time when you accepted Christ as your personal Savior? Now, some of that may have been just a few years ago, maybe some, it's been a long time ago. Of when, for the very first time, maybe you saw God, and He made Himself real to you. And immediately when you saw that, there was this reality of, who am I in the sight of God? I remember back in 1986 in Germany, when I got saved, and I was confronted with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and, you know, for the very first time, there was this, you know, this aspect of this confrontation, because I saw God and I saw God's requirement, and I saw that I was woefully short in this aspect of, because I was. And my first response, sadly, my first response was one of anger because of how I was raised all my life, thinking, why have I not heard this, you know, before? But as the Holy Spirit began to work on me even that very night, I began to realize something. I'm in great need, and Lord has showed Himself to me. And my response was exactly what the Lord was needing, one of humility, one of brokenness, one that says, Lord, I need You. I can't do this without You. I need You to save me. I need You to heal me. I need You to forgive me. When I saw God, that was the natural response. And that's exactly what Isaiah said was his response. But you know, the Bible has recorded for us several individuals that had come face to face with God and how they reacted. You know, sometimes it concerns me when I hear somebody say something like, well, you know, me and God, we're like this, you know. Or they say something really blasphemous like, yeah, you know, JC and the boys and me and stuff like this, and it's irreverent. And you know what it tells me? They've not seen the real God. They haven't come face to face with the real God. That may be their figment of their imagination or their little game that they're playing. But when you see God, it'll impact you. John, in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 1, when he saw the throne and he who was sitting on the throne, immediately the Bible says he fell down as one who was dead when he saw the Lord. Paul, the persecutor of the church, you know, full of vinegar and all kinds of stuff to go out there and to persecute the church, but went out on the road to Damascus. And he heard the voice and he saw God. Immediately he fell upon his face and cried out, Lord God, who art thou? See, when we truly see God, it will impact us. And if there's any one thing that I hope that is accomplished in a missions conference like this, is just to either for the first time to catch that glimpse of God or to be just refreshed in getting a new vision of God. And the work that God wants us to do in our families, in our lives, in our church, in our community. And sometimes we just need to simply just get a fresh glimpse of God again. And have that response like we did the first time of the humbleness. So I wrote down here, why aren't we moved like we were before? Why aren't we moved like we were before? Is it because we don't see the Lord as we did before? I don't want to go long, but I just want to stop and think about this. Anybody ever know of a person who's gone blind before? They weren't born blind, but they went blind later in life. And you hear them say something like this. They've been around a loved one all their life and they see them every single day. But as they went blind, they were no longer able to see that person. And here's what I've heard some say. I'm forgetting what they look like. I've actually heard people say, it saddens me because I can't remember what my wife looks like anymore. Or the standpoint of, I can't remember. Hey, let me ask you a question. Why do you carry pictures in your purse to remember? Why do you have pictures of your loved ones on your phone to remember? And every once in a while, to catch a glimpse. And when we catch that glimpse, you know what it does sometimes? It brings that smile across our face. And we go, oh yeah. When's the last time we did that with God? And we just say, Lord, let me have a fresh glimpse of you to move me to already do what I know the things that I'm supposed to be doing. To catch a fresh glimpse of God. See, the truth is, here's reality. When we take our eyes off Jesus, it sometimes can cause us to even sink away or to be somewhat separated from Him and to sink away into the waves of the world. Does that sound familiar? That's exactly what happened to Peter. When Peter got out of the boat, remember? As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he walked on that water. But as soon as he took his eyes off the Lord, he began to sink in the angry waves. Folks, listen. Simple message. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And we won't have to worry about sinking into the angry waves. See, when we catch a glimpse, when we see God as He is, and what He wants of us, it will have an impact. It'll move you. it'll move you. And really, I think that that's what it's all about. A missions conference, many times as much as a missions conference, sometimes is just like a revival meeting. You ever thought about that? A lot of times they have some of the same characteristics in the sense that it should cause us to stop in all of our busyness, in all of our trials, and cause us to catch a fresh new glimpse of our Lord and Savior. And don't be surprised. It may cause you to humble yourself again and possibly get some things right with God. When we catch a new glimpse and it causes us to humble ourselves, it may cause us to actually get some things right with others. It may cause us to realize that we've drifted away from God a bit. It may cause us to put some things back in proper priority. Amen? It may encourage us again, empower us, enlighten us. It may cause us to want to go out into the highways and byways and tell people about our loving Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we catch a glimpse, when we see God, it'll move you. Folks, listen. All I have a desire, look unto God and allow Him to work in and through you simply as He chooses to do. It will change this, your family. It will change you. It will change this church. It could change this community if we would just see God. Amen? Father, thank you for this time. I pray that you would help us, Lord, that we would look unto you, whether it's through our normal Bible study each day, whether it's through our prayer, whether it's through our church attendance, whether it's with our fellowship with other people who are filled with the Spirit as well. I just pray, Lord, my heart goes out and pray that these folks right here would have a true glimpse of you. Maybe for the first time, or maybe for a time once again. If this is something that's regular in their lives and they say, see God, I say, praise the Lord. But if they find themselves kind of weak and weary and kind of stumbling through lives and wonder what's happened, I'm afraid maybe it's because they've taken their eyes off you. Might you help them, Lord, apply a little salve and a little balm to their eyes and help them to see you clearly again. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor. Amen.
I'd like to challenge you. Don't do it right now, but look at verses 8 and 9. Because when Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, then God says, whom shall I send? And what did Isaiah say? Here am I, Lord. Send me. And then what does God say? Go. We're going to sing a song, 386. You know, we have to be obedient to be a missionary. A missionary is not someone in the foreign field. A missionary is someone who gives the message of the gospel. And we have to be obedient. And I appreciated Brother Brown's comments. Sometimes it does come down to times where I'm just being obedient, because I don't want to do it. But what I have found is that God often burdens my heart to do it. The song says, Lord, I give my life to you. Here am I, Lord, send me. And maybe God is calling you to be a missionary. Maybe across the world. And Everyone look at me now. But maybe in Manhattan, Kansas. Maybe to Fort Riley. Maybe to Kansas State University. And if He is calling you, are you able to say, "Here am I, Lord. Send me." And even if He hasn't called you to do that, maybe you might ask, "Lord, would you send me?" Let's stand as we sing this. Come and pray, that's fine, but may you answer His call in your heart. Let's sing the third verse, and with this we'll close. Let me